Hey, this is John Ortberg, and today is the fifth day of our Bible plan, Made the Count, where we're looking at that drive for significance that God has placed in you. You deeply want the world to be a different place because you lived in it. And that on its own is not egotism. People in church often don't understand this. It's a real good thing. Thank God you have that drive. And what I want to talk about with you for a few moments today is what might be called toxic passivity, on the other hand. You and me, we depend on God. But sometimes that posture of dependence can be misused and take on a different meaning altogether. In fact, passivity several centuries ago was actually kind of a spiritual movement, sometimes called quietism. It was this idea that spiritual maturity or receiving grace requires basically inactivity. So the thought was, we're just to be passive and allow whatever happens to happen. And that is not true. I'm to surrender my ego to God. I'm to ask for His will to be done in my life. But God gives you energy. God gave you a body. God gave you a spirit. God gave you the ability to do things, to initiate, to create, to be accountable. That's all part of God's will for your life that you are actually to seek and to follow and to energize and to use and develop. You were created to be tremendously creative, responsible, and accountable. Sometimes people use spiritual language or lead spiritual lives in ways that simply do not acknowledge this. For example, sometimes people in the midst of failure may say things like, well, we just have to trust God's timing. What they don't say is the truth, which is that there has been real dynamics of unhealth and dysfunction in my life or our group. They do not take responsibility or admit the full reality of the situation, instead choosing a far more passive stance. Being open to whatever God's will is for my life is not the same as toxic passivity. So now here's the bottom line. God has given you a little kingdom. And if there's something you are able to do within your little kingdom, then the basic idea is get your little self out there and do it. If there are weeds in the yard, don't pray, oh God, deliver me from these stinking weeds. Go pull the stinking weeds yourself. Now, you might want to pray while you're pulling the weeds. You might want to remember Genesis 3, where because of the sin of Adam, God says, now the ground is going to produce thorns and thistles. And you might want to curse the thorns and thistles. Or you might want to ask God to help you to have a good attitude. But as a general rule, if weeds come, don't just pray about them. If there's a test coming up, don't just pray about the test. Actually study for the test. And ask God to help you do that. Do it together with Him. The idea, see, of genuine spiritual surrender is it's combined with precisely offering my best energy, my best creativity, my best ingenuity to God. It is not toxic passivity at all. Spirituality gets misunderstood in this way. I'm willing to walk. I'm willing to expend energy. I look forward to doing things in my life. And yet, at the same time, I surrender my ego. Now, there are some people who believe deeply in what might be called the cult of the will. And they'll say, if you can just dream it, then you can do it. You can achieve anything if you just hustle. Do more. And what they don't recognize is the damage that's done in the world by the unsurrendered will. This is mine. I'm just going to take it and make it happen. So, for example, today, if you go to park a car, you might actually, if you're living in God's kingdom, offer that parking space to the other person as a gesture of love, in the trust and confidence that God will be with you and will enable you to find a place to park, or give you the energy to walk farther if you got to do that. Very often, God's grace comes to us in the form of the power and the courage to take the action that God wants us to take. There's a wonderful line from poet Wordsworth who says, let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. So today, remember, I am not in control of the universe. My job is not to serve my ego. I cannot control any other person. I'm not in charge of outcomes. I can't. He can. I think I'll let him. I will turn my life and my will over to him. And I will use whatever energies God gives me, whatever talents, whatever time, whatever creativity today. I will let somebody else have that parking space. I will let somebody else walk in front of me in line at the coffee shop. I will use my time today at some point in a creative way to serve somebody else. Use my money in a creative way to serve somebody else. Today, do something. Stretch a little bit. Learn something. Read something. Have a risky conversation with somebody today. Offer God a strong, creative, initiating, surrendered, ego-crucifying will. Make the day count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.